KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in sports, Minnesota ends the season with a winning record after they win their bowl game yesterday. Mohamed Ibrahim ran for a career-high 225 yards and two touchdowns as the Golden Gophers silenced Georgia Tech 34-10 at the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Ibrahim's three-yard TD put Minnesota up 20-3 midway through the third quarter. The Gophers limited Georgia Tech to 206 yards on the ground after they led the nation with 335 yards rushing per game. Also in Wednesday's other bowl games, Jonathan Song kicked a 27-yard field goal in overtime, sending TCU past California 10-7 in the Cheez-It Bowl at Phoenix. Song came through after he was replaced by Cole Bunce on a potential game-winning field goal at the end of regulation, a 44-yard kick that was missed. Siwo Olanualua ran for 194 yards and a touchdown for the Horned Frogs in that contest. The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl had to be canceled due to the threat of severe weather after a delay of nearly 90 minutes. Boston College was leading Boise State 7-0 with 5:08 remaining in the first quarter when play was stopped. The delay came not long after A.J. Dillon ran 19 yards for a touchdown. NCAA spokesman J.D. Hamilton said via email it was believed to be the first bowl canceled by the weather. That bowl sponsored by Serve Pro, and their slogan, like it never even happened. Go figure. In the Independence Bowl today at Shreveport, Louisiana, Temple will face off against Duke. That's a 12:30 contest Central Time today. The Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York is at 4:15 Central Time this afternoon, and that'll pit Wisconsin against Miami. The Texas Bowl at Houston tonight has Baylor facing Vanderbilt. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff Central Time. Iowa's defense will need to slow Mississippi State's dual-threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald in next week's Outback Bowl in Tampa. The senior has passed for more than 1,600 yards, but this is also the Bulldogs' only 1,000-yard rusher, and he's added 12 touchdowns on the ground. He'll try to solve a Hawkeye defense that gives up only 103 yards on the ground per game.
Extremely sound defense. They're people that are not going to beat themselves. As a whole team, they're stout. I mean, obviously, they're a top-10 defense in the country, I think. In those categories.
Fitzgerald said the Hawkeyes do a good job of limiting the big plays.
Hats off to them. They had a great season, and you know they're keeping people low scoring, but it's our job to go out there and find the weaknesses that they have and try to exploit them.
We'll have that game for you here on KJ. And on New Year's Day, that's a 9 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff Central Time, Iowa-Mississippi State from Tampa. Iowa State's defense has faced several good passing attacks in the Big 12 Conference, and another one awaits in 13th-ranked Washington State in tomorrow night's Alamo Bowl. Cougar quarterback Gardner Minshew has passed for nearly 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns while only being sacked 11 times. Cyclone junior defensive end Jaquan Bailey says they need to find a way to create some pressure.
It's going to be very, very important. Obviously, he's probably the best quarterback that we have faced. So, yeah, just efficient, man. He's a pro, so he's just smart. Like, it's like no like other way. Like, it's just because he's just a pro.
Bailey says it's a big challenge for an ISU defense that was ranked at the top of the Big 12.
I'm excited, man. We all, know what I'm saying, play this game to play versus the best. And then on December 28th, we'll see.
ISU coach Matt Campbell says there are elements that make Washington State's passing attack unique.
I think the biggest challenge is you're getting the master of it, and I think when you get that, you're getting a great teacher that's teaching that quarterback. He's got all the answers.
Campbell says Minshew's ability makes the offense even tougher to stop.
No, it's a great challenge for us, and then when the quarterback's really special like theirs is, I think it's even a greater challenge. So, I obviously we've seen some spread offenses and people that have played this way, but to the extent of what they're doing and how they're doing it, no, and so it'll be a great challenge for our defense.
Iowa State reserve offensive lineman Will Windham will close out his college career in his hometown when the 24th-ranked Cyclones play 13th-ranked Washington State in the Alamo Bowl. Windham grew up near San Antonio in the town of Schertz, Texas.
Man, it's really unique, and honestly, it's great. I couldn't have asked for anything better. There's not many people that get in their career as a college athlete in their hometown, so this is really special to me.
Windham was recruited out of Clemens High School.
As I was going through the recruiting process, I just thought it was the best fit for me. I knew I wanted to do engineering, and I knew I wanted to, I would like to stay in Texas, of course, but it just was a great fit for me. So it just happened to be, 16 hours away.
Windham will have his own cheering section at Friday night's game.
I got all my immediate family coming, so I have about 12 people coming just in my family, and then I probably have about another 15 or so just friends.
And that'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night in San Antonio. In other college football news, Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray has missed his scheduled media availability at the Orange Bowl because of what the team says is an illness. Murray was able to practice with the Sooners on Tuesday, and the nature of his illness was not disclosed. However, there doesn't seem to be much concern about him missing any time. Brandon Wimbush is practicing with Notre Dame to be the number two quarterback for the third-ranked Fighting Irish in the Cotton Bowl amid questions about his future with the team after the college football playoff. Several media reports say Wimbush has notified Notre Dame that he intends to transfer. The senior already has a degree and could transfer to another school and play immediately as a graduate transfer. Number two Clemson is preparing to play without star defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence when they face number three Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl Saturday. Lawrence and two teammates failed an NCAA test for performance-enhancing drugs. Michigan right tackle Juwan Bushel-Beatty has become the Wolverines' fourth draft-eligible player to pull out of the Peach Bowl against Florida. The fifth-year senior didn't travel with the team to Atlanta and joins running back Karan Higdon, defensive end Rashawn Gary, and linebacker Devin Bush Jr. among the Wolverines who will miss that game. In NFL news, Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota says he's doing everything in his power to start Sunday in the important game Sunday night against the Indianapolis Colts. Mariota did not practice Wednesday with the Titans as he was listed as neck and foot injuries. He declined to detail what symptoms he's still dealing with after being hurt on a sack late in the first half of Tennessee's win over Washington last Saturday. The winner will earn at least an AFC wildcard berth. The AFC South title would be up for grabs if the Texans lose to Jacksonville. And in the NBA yesterday, NBA news, LeBron James and the LA Lakers received some good news Wednesday. An MRI showed that the Lakers forward merely strained his left groin during Tuesday's rout of the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers say James will miss Thursday's game at Sacramento, ending his consecutive game streak at 156, including the postseason. And the NBA's had its most watched Christmas schedule since 2011, with 10.2 million viewers tuning in for the Lakers' win over Golden State. ESPN says the audience for that game was its fifth largest for one on Christmas. The five games Tuesday averaged 5.8 million viewers, an increase of 14% from last year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.